Well, the first part is obviously the cost. As I discussed with Chief Sullivan and we discussed with the board tonight, there's a huge difference. This is a very broad spectrum of what we're potentially looking at. Are we looking at a school liaison officer for the district? Are we looking at a school resource officer in each and every building? You know, Chief and I are not like a school district. We don't employ an employee for 9 months. We have to keep them on the payroll, and then we pay the benefits for the entire year. So the school district really has to tell us what they want, and then as a cooperative effort, we can figure out how to provide that for them.
If either of us had a department with 1,000 guys on it, we could just assign somebody to it, but that's not the case. There's 7 full-time officers on mine who are available for that kind of duty, and I think there's 11 on his. So, you know, 5, 1 for each of the school buildings is a huge chunk of either or both departments. Beyond that, when you hire a new employee in law enforcement, you've got basic police training academies, which require 14 weeks. You've got field training. You've got all kinds of other mandated training that has to happen. So there's a big lag time. When we have an officer retire, leave, move to another department, whatever it is, there can be sometimes a minimum of 6 and usually 9 months to replace that officer, unless you get one who's a veteran who comes in from another place. And we have, due to economics, lost 3 officers in the last year that went to bigger departments. So I don't know that it's an option that either one of us is going to be able to reach out and find full-time officers floating around that want to relocate to Mercer County or to Aledo. That being said, it's not impossible to overcome, but I think there's a lot of other things that we should consider that are more cost-effective and that could be equally as effective for safety before we go to stationing an officer standing in a building. We're both departments, both agencies. The sheriff and I have worked over the past couple of years on several issues that have come up that are school safety related, and we've worked in cooperation with the school district. We meet with them on a regular basis. His officers are in the schools all throughout the county every day. Ours are in all of the schools in Aledo every day. We have a constant and ongoing presence in the high school, both before and after school, and we're working on other safety issues too, crisis intervention with kids that are having problems, ways to increase our awareness of threats, and ways to work with those things. And I know that the school district is working on issues that the superintendent would be more capable of addressing, what they're specifically doing, but I'm aware of issues they're taking to harden the school facilities, to increase the availability of safety equipment like surveillance and intercoms and communications equipment.
Well, I think you've heard already that we've been moving in this direction for a long time in certain areas related to facilities, surveillance, communication, those areas. And right now we're looking at increasing our needs in terms of resource officers within our buildings. And we know there are places that probably are more demanding, where there's more concern than others, and certainly the high school and junior high are two areas in particular that we want to focus on. Some of our other facilities may not have as great a need once we have those other security measures in place. But those are certainly things that are going to be part of an ongoing discussion, and I look forward to working with all of our local law enforcement agencies to come to some consensus on where we need to be.